Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about action movie The Old Guard, now streaming on Netflix.
You can call me Andy. I lead a group of soldiers with an extremely rare skill set.
What do you mean?
Let's just say we're very hard to kill.
The comic book series The Old Guard is a stylish and fast-paced meditation on aging, featuring a team of immortal mercenaries led by a 6,000-year-old warrior who calls herself Andy. In Gina Prince-Bythewood's feature film adaptation, Andy, played by Charlize Theron, takes a bit of a backseat to team newcomer Niall, played by Kiki Layne, and the moody look of the art is replaced by generic action movie gloss. Andy still has her cool-looking battle axe, but otherwise there isn't much to distinguish The Old Guard from Netflix's other second-rate action movies. And without the visual flair to back it up, a lot of the writing just comes off as clunky, full of awkward exposition and cliches. The team members have been working together for centuries, but there's little sense of their personal connection to each other. The characterization is thin, but the action often delivers, even if the entire movie is just a drawn-out origin story in the typical manner of modern franchise-launching blockbusters. Rather than explore the melancholy of its immortal characters, the movie just turns them into a knockoff superhero team. I give The Old Guard 2.5 bells out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at SignalBleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.